guys, welcome to finally another reaction to Silent Ponyville Chapter 2. And I hope this one is awesome. I'm going to do a lot of these this week. I might even do another one later today because I am kind of anxious to see what goes on. So you know what? I'm jumping right into it. That sound is so mean.
There it is.
Pinkie Pie said as she pulled out a map of Ponyville. She'd gone back to the library to find it. Luckily, she had an uncanny ability to find things she needed very quickly.
Luckily, I had a good microphone at the time.
She took a red marker in her mouth and drew a circle with an X through it at the road with a chasm on it. She then placed smaller X's on several houses she tried to gain access to in trying to find any home. The town appeared to be empty. Abandoned.
That's why it's called Silent Ponyville.
What happened here?
She asked herself, looking at the map of X's. She'd only investigated a small portion of Ponyville, but there were always ponies either at home or wandering around. On bad weather days, they'd be in their homes, or there'd at least be a notice of some kind if a lot of the ponies would be leaving. Plus, why was there that bottomless pit at the edge of town?
Because it's like, I'm assuming this is one of her dreams.
If I can make it there, I can get my hot air balloon and try to see if there's any pegasi in the sky. They might have an explanation for the fog.
Pinkie Pie said, confirming her plan
I'm
of action.
I'm saying that
she also admitted
it's a dream that she's
Gummy.
In, like in a coma or something.
She
I don't know.
She hoped he would be all right.
And
she quickly checked her route on the map before packing the map and the pin into her bag. She'd mark any more unusual occurrences she encountered in Ponyville on the map for her to remember. She stepped back out into the chilly day.
So there's obviously some cupcakes in this from what we saw in Pinkie's dream, but.
Huh?
Pinkie said, trying to see the end of her nose.
I
she
really
shook her
hope
head a little,
when I
looked
first
up
saw this,
sky.
I thought of Walking
Small
Dead.
Small specks of snow began to appear as they slowly fell to the ground.
Snow? But it's summer.
Pinkie said in shock, staring at the white spectacle. She could see her breath, but she hadn't realized it was cold enough for snow out. The Pegasi controlled the weather, so they must be up there right now. Pinkie headed out in a gallop towards Sugarcube Corner.
And then like it's been burned down or something? That'd be hilarious.
Suddenly, Pinkie heard a static sound coming from her bag. Was that miniature phonograph making noise again?
Oh, it's that's what, it's a.
So. Pinkie was knocked out of her
thoughts
when she
it's a
saw the outline
I bet
of a
you.
Figure in the fog.
I wish I could see it.
Some pony's here!
She said, her hope rising. She quickly ran faster to the figure.
Oh, I'm right!
As she got closer,
I guarantee that's a
she
zombie.
She couldn't help but get the strong feeling that something wasn't right as the phonograph grew louder.
I guarantee it's
hey,
a zombie.
What's going on here?
She instantly asked.
I seriously think it's going to be a zombie.
She stopped shortly, though, when she got a good look at the pony.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
The pony was barely a pony anymore.
I knew
its
it.
Its coat and mane were gone, replaced with a look of rotting flesh that was
I
trying
knew
to
it.
Live. One of its
there
front legs
to
was
be
missing.
Zombies. I knew it.
There was a missing chunk of flesh from its back. Its eyes looked
I'm
like it had
awesome.
Been gouged out. Several teeth looked like they had been knocked out with the
Ew.
Holes bleeding. And several lacerations covered its body.
But I don't remember.
Are you all right?
Pinkie said,
it's perfectly fine.
Her initial reaction was to figure out if it was in pain, but her gut told her to stay away. That this thing didn't want her help.
Now it wants to be her. Oh,
the phonograph in her bag started ringing off the hook.
This is kind of loud.
The fleshy mass lunged at Pinkie Pie, its
yep.
teeth bearing to strike down. Pinkie cried out and jumped away as the creature fell where she was standing, its teeth sinking into the dirt. more steps away from the creature as it brought its head back up, mouthful of dirt. It growled as the dirt dribbled out of its mouth, soaking
I'm not actually horrified because I can't see it.
Again, growling as it seemed the smell was out.
Stay back! Stay back!
Pinky cried out, trying to backpedal away from the terrifying creature.
I can actually see that.
It moaned, dripping a trail of blood as it was intent on tracking her. The creature terrified Pinky. It looked like it was on the verge of death, yet it wouldn't die. Instead, it was intent on attacking her. Every fiber in her being told her
it's
to run away.
It's a zombie!
Run as fast and far as you can from this creature.
Stay away from me!
She cried before her legs finally took action and ran around the creature, quickly galloping away. The creature went to lunge again, its teeth implanting on the dirt once more as Pinky ran past. As she got farther and farther away, the phonograph in her bag began to settle down before going silent once more.
I kind of want to know what that's about, like the walkie-talkie thing.
She collapsed into a sitting position as she breathed heavily. Her heart was beating a mile a minute in her throat. What was that thing? Why had it attacked her? Why did it look like a pony? Why had she not seen any pony else but that thing?
Sugar, cube, corner.
Pinky panted, trying to calm her nerves. She bit down on her arm, pinching herself to remind herself she wasn't dreaming.
I actually think she is dreaming, but she can't come out of it
she
until
could run
she,
away from what she
gets
saw.
Rid of whatever's been bothering her.
This was not a dream. She shook her head and got back to
if
her
it
hopes
ends up being a dream, I'm gonna
and began
laugh.
To run again.
You know, I might even go on and do the third one because at least if it leaves us some sort of cliffhanger that like, I just can't wait.
As Pinky pushed it, the inside of her room was pitch black. She couldn't see anything past the frame of her door. She carefully dug into her bag and pulled out the lantern, holding it in her mouth as she turned the knob. The wick came to life, the flame shining. She stepped into her room, the light of the lantern illuminating what she couldn't see before. She looked in shock at the state of her room. It looked like it hadn't been used for years. The wallpaper was rotted and peeling. The wooden floor was splintering and falling apart. The curtains were riddled with holes. Dust was thick and the air was stagnant. Pinky looked
yeah,
around
I'm assuming it would be.
Before placing the lamp down gently onto a table so she could see the whole room.
You guys are gone for a long time?
You guys are great
asked,
with these
as she stepped
effects.
Through the room, hearing the floor creak and groan as it adjusted to her weight.
Twilight wouldn't have used a spell to send me into the future if she was going to help me, would she?
Twilight
the
knows.
The spell did say it wouldn't be disorientating. I guess this could just be all part of the side effect.
The phonograph began to let off a soft static. Pinky stopped in her tracks as she listened to it. The last
does that mean,
long,
like,
she
so is this
creature,
like something that's like a zombie alarm or something?
As she got closer to it. She looked around the room hastily, but she didn't see anything that looked like a monster.
Okay. Calm down, Pinkie Pie. There's nothing too serious to worry about. Let's just check and see if Gummy's in there. Grab
oh,
the
no.
balloon.
I have a bad
sky.
Feeling about this.
You can put this creepiness behind you then.
I have a bad feeling
Pinky
about
said,
Gummy right
as
now.
As she grabbed the lantern
really
in
do.
Her teeth and quickly pushed her bathroom door open.
Mainly because one of my animals just died and
Gummy!
I'm
she called
Gummy's
out
dead now.
Despite the lantern in her teeth. She looked into the bathroom and nearly dropped the lantern.
Oh, I bet I'm right.
The walls were smeared with blood.
I'm
bloody
right.
hoofprints and hastily scribbled words.
I knew it.
The curtains were torn to shreds, the remains barely hanging onto the poles that used to hold them. Caked blood covered the outside of the tub.
I'm
the
right.
whole room looked like a massacre.
I'm right. Gummy's dead.
Gummy, are you in here?
Her words were muffled.
Oh, wait.
But she had to check.
No,
she
I
had
got...
to look.
Okay, darn it.
Her mind screamed to leave. But she had to find
I
out
was thinking
if
that
he was
because
in there or not. She took steps into the
because
bathroom, her hooves echoing loudly as she stepped onto the tile. The only relief she was given was that the phonograph grew quieter as she stepped in further. She placed the lantern down on the sink and gulped as best she could. The room stank of mold and blood.
I swear, there's got
it. Gag. She carefully checked around the tub and the curtains, only seeing more blood.
That means
she turned to look at the walls, getting a chance to read what was written in the hastily scribbled blood. Help me. Pain. It hungers. The words sent chills down her back. What did they mean? He hungers? The words echoed in her head. Was that referring to Gummy? But Gummy had no teeth. The only thing he could swallow was the mushy gator food she bought for him. What had happened in her bathroom? Why would this have happened here? Her mind was reeling with questions. She desperately
needed is the Gummy dead?
Her friends right now. She stepped away from the wall. There was only one place left she had to check, and that was the tub itself. She very carefully leaned her head over the edge of the tub, looking down into it.
Zoe!
In the tub lay half of the rotted remains of a tiny green gator.
Yep.
It was unmistakable. That was Gummy.
I knew it!
He looked like he had been
except
for
my,
a long
there
time.
Wasn't no half remains of my
Inky's stomach was moving in her throat as she stared.
Just old.
Why was this happening? The question bounced around in her head again and again and
again. Wow, amazing voice acting.
It was then that she noticed a bright red ribbon. It was tied immaculately into a bow around something that was sticking out of her
mouth. I am Shadow 007.
Inky swallowed. As she stared at the item, not sure what it meant. The item was clean. It was free of blood, and it looked like... It looked like Gummy was trying to give it to her. Pinky gingerly lowered her hoof and took the item from Gummy's mouth, the item slipping out with a bit of ease. She was able to look at it clearly now, realizing it was a key. The key had a symbol of a star on it. She didn't quite know what it meant, but Gummy had given it to her in his last days. She had to keep it. She gently placed the key into her
bag. He obviously was murdered.
Remembering
like
just
half
then
of left.
That the phonograph was still giving off a quiet buzz. She carefully grabbed her lantern and stepped out of the bathroom, closing the door behind her. She placed the lantern down on the ground as she wiped her face again.
Gummy! I'm so sorry! I promise I'll give you the proper burial you deserve one day. Please forgive me for not being there for you.
The tears were pouring out stronger now. She just wanted to sit there and cry.
Why wouldn't she?
Her mind snapped aware when she heard the buzzing grow louder, turning into the high-pitched ringing. Whatever was setting it off was getting closer. That meant she didn't have the time she needed to sit there and cry her heart out. She had to move, or the fate that befell Gummy was going to befall her, too. She hastily grabbed a lantern and ran across the room.
I
want to
see like one of her friends as a zombie, and then Pinkie Pie would really get upset.
Her heart was racing a mile a minute.
I think this is all just a matter of like she's in some sort of depression.
A high-pitched scream erupted as a white blur latched onto Pinkie's face.
Rarity!
She rolled her head around frantically as pain struck all over her face. She scrambled her hooves and rammed her head against the wall, erupting another screech from the blur. She whirled her head and flung it across the room. Pinky breathed heavily as she felt blood trickling down the side of her face. She turned to look at her attacker, her eyes opening in shock.
Rarity, though?
On the floor was what looked like the upper half of a hairless young filly. Its white skin beginning to rot on its bone. its two front hooves grasping for land as it flailed on its back.
So not Rarity then.
Its eyes covered by a white bandana as its black mouth opened, a long tongue flickering out as it let out its wailing cry.
I don't know what that is.
The screech of the thing struck her ears harder than the loud ringing of her phonograph. Pinkie Pie was speechless upon seeing this creature.
They're definitely zombies.
That thing resembled a filly. Her stomach did a flip. A full-grown pony was one thing. The creature found its way right side up. Its wailing screeches quieted down as it seemed to be tasting the air, its tongue flicking about. Pinkie winced as she tried to take a step back, only to find a wall there. The creature's head snapped to look straight at Pinkie Pie.
Oh!
It let out another wail as with shocking speed it began
what
to crawl straight at her.
Noise.
In a blind rush, she quickly jumped to the side, the creature slamming its head straight into the wall. It let out a wailing cry as it flailed its head in pain. Pinkie's heart pounded in her throat as she watched the creature. Its wailing cry made it sound so pitiful, it had left a sizable bloodstain on the wall, and its head was bleeding profusely.
Oh, that's so gross.
It flailed its head back and forth. Pinkie wanted to reach out and help it. She wanted to stop its pain and let it know everything was all right. The creature
who did these screaming noises
and rushed at her again, its mouth clamped down hard on her leg. Pinkie cried out as she flailed her leg, trying to get the creature off, but it held on with a tight grip. She began to run around, trying to shake the creature, but its grip seemed to get tighter. She couldn't hear anything beyond her screams and the beating of her heart. She stopped against the wall and slammed the creature hard against it. The creature was still there. She slammed it hard again. Warm blood splattered against the wall and onto her coat. She slammed it with all of her might against the wall. The creature slid off as life escaped its body, collapsing onto the floor with a thud. Pinkie's breath filled her lungs with fire as her body shook with adrenaline.
That screaming was just a jump scare to try and
scare us. She looked down at her bleeding leg, and then at the creature.
You have to chop your leg off now if you're going by The Walking Dead on this.
Oh no.
She's gotta chop the leg off now.
She had it meant to kill it. Did it deserve death?
Yes.
It had attacked her, but was it the right thing to do?
Yes, it was like totally
she sat on the ground panting,
the right thing to do.
Her body shaking, her mind reeling. She looked down at her body and saw the soft splatter of its blood against her coat. Her stomach flipped again and again, her contents about to come up.
Uh-oh.
What have I done?
You
Why
killed,
did I have to come to this?
You killed the monster. That's
she shook her head violently.
That's exactly what you did.
She didn't want any of this,
well,
but it was happening. This was no dream that she could wake up from and it had all go away. This was here, and it was real. She took a deep breath as she tried to stand on her shaking legs.
Rainbow Dash, Rarity, Fluttershy, Applejack, Twilight, Any Pony, I need you right now,
she said shakily, walking towards the closet.
Poor Pinkie Pie.
She grabbed the lantern and looked into the darkness. The balloon was there, the basket holding the deflated balloon. Hope rose in her heart as she placed the lantern down and began to pull out the cloth from the basket.
Uh-oh. This isn't gonna turn out well.
Large holes.
Darn it!
The balloon.
I bet Pinkie just
it wasn't
to
usable for flight.
She just wants to give it. I would just be like, screw this crap,
Pinkie
I'm giving
out in sobbing tears, crying into the hole-ridden cloth.
I love this voice acting. Oh, Okay, so I'm loving this series so far. So far, it looks like there's about 5 videos in there, and I don't know if that's all 5 of them, but I'll look into it. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I'll see you guys next time.